Welcome to episode 42 for January 1st, 2017. Happy New Year. This is Weekly Readings with Quaz, where we experience as one body the Word of God. Our weekly podcast is available at weeklyreading.podomatic.com, iTunes, or Overcast. Feel free to share this episode. This week's podcast is sponsored by digital marketing partner, Be Seen, Get Noticed. For more information, find them at d-m-p.us. And now, today's weekly reading. Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 through 27. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and his sons and tell them, 'This is how you shall bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace.' So shall they invoke my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them." Psalms chapter 67, verses 2, 3, 5, 6, and 8. May God bless us in his mercy. May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your way be known upon earth, among all nations, your salvation. May God bless us in his mercy. May the nations be glad and exult because you rule the peoples in equity. The nations on earth you guide. May God bless us in his mercy. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless us and may all the ends of the earth fear him. May God bless us in his mercy. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Brothers and sisters, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to ransom those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. As proof that you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, "Abba, Father!" So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then also an heir through God. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. Alleluia, alleluia. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days, he has spoken to us through the Son. Alleluia, alleluia. Luke chapter 2, verses 16 through 21. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds, and Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Thank you for listening to Weekly Reading with Quaz. Feel free to leave any comments or feedback by emailing weeklyreading@outlook.com. Our sponsor again is Digital Marketing Partner. Visit them on the web at d-m-p.us or on Facebook at / Your Digital Marketing Partner, one word. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and feel free to share us. If you would like to sponsor or support this podcast, email us at weeklyreading@outlook.com. Thanks again. God bless.